Over here, Tzadik Tesam and Aleph. Five lines. What? Five lines from the top. 6 lines from the top. Tanya. Rabbi Lezer, Omri, Yemaisa Mashiach Abayim Shana. The days of Mashiach, it's not like Mashiach is going to be, and that's it. The days of Mashiach is 40 years long. Shanema Abayim Shana Akut Bidar. The Baruch Hashem is saying that I'm saying 40 years, I'm going to take the nation. Now, normally you would think that it means the generation of the Midbar. No, but it says Akut Bidar, that means I'm going to be Emlech Aleichem. So it's Chazal Dash, and that means 40 years is going to be Yemaisa Mashiach. And what happens after Yemaisa Mashiach? The world gets destroyed, and then...
Fun stuff.
And then it starts over.
Yeah, according to the random Aral, that you get Chis Amazing. Yeah, for 40 years.
We say the world gets destroyed, meaning literally gets destroyed?
It says Sayyid Avaya, that's pretty literal.
I wonder because of we have the promise already from Noah, that's not going to happen.
Well, that's a whole different thing. Hey, Tzadikim are still going to be floating.
But he still destroyed the world.
Isn't Chisamaisim first, though?
Before Yemaisa Mashiach?
No, yeah. Before the world gets destroyed.
Yeah. First Yemaisa Mashiach, maybe. And then Chisamaisim, and then the world gets destroyed. And Chisamaisim and Tzadikim still be around. Zog Tegma Vayte, Belazim and Azayim is 70 Shana. Yemaisa Mashiach is going to be 70 years. Shana Mevahaya Bayamahu, and Ishkacha Tzur Shivim Shana. It's going to be that day that Tzur is going to be forgotten. It's going to take 70 years to destroy Tzur. Kimei melech echad. Just like the malchus of one. What's one? Ezu melech miyuchid. What's special about a malchus of one? Is a Mashiach. That is the days of Mashiach. That's what we know. Yemaisa Mashiach is Shivim Shana. Rebbe Yemesh Leisha Dayos. It's going to be 3 generations. Shanami Yerucham Shemesh V'nei Yerach Dayo Dayim. Dayo is 1 generation. Dayim is 2. So 1 plus 2 is 3. So therefore it's going to be like Yerucham Shemesh. It's going to be clear like we learned yesterday, the Shemesh.
It's also about 70 years.
That's around, 20 years a generation, 60.
So the Gemara's not coming to the right side, because the Gemara's increasing and now it's
Hill Loime, who's Reb Hill? Ever heard such a person? It's not Hill, right? Hill, we don't call him Reb. It's on Base Hill, and here's with a Yud also. We never see Hill with a Yud. We had it yesterday also.
Same one.
Same one as yesterday, right?
Same memory.
Right, yeah.
Says,
Oh yeah, they have someone with it?
According to
Talmud, Hanan Ramaran. Okay. Alright. So Reb Hillel, Ein Lehem Mashiach Li Yisrael. No, there's no Mashiach anymore. Shkachlu B'mei Chizkiyah, we had yesterday. It was already done by B'mei Chizkiyah. Rashi explained that Chizkiyah was Mashiach. There is a Mashiach. Okay. Zakti ma vaite. Am Rabbi Yosef Sharele Mare the Reb Hill.
So what are we hoping for?
Well,
Chizkiyah
didn't come yet.
No, Mashiach didn't reveal himself.
But it doesn't matter. But we're not going to have any great things when Mashiach comes. Nothing's going to happen. It's not going to be Shem Shana. It's all done with. I'll come, but there's not going to be no major nisim. What does it mean? Shari Lei Mar, Rashi explains. Yimchalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him for saying such words. That's not the truth. Why? He brings a Raya. Chizkiyah Emes Havei. When was Chizkiyah B'Vayis Rishon? Vilas Chayah Kam Esnai B'Vayis Sheni. And Chayah was saying Nevuah after Chizkiyah. V'am Agili Ma'oid Vassiyon Hari Vass Yishalayim Hinei Malkech Yobed Lecha Tzadik. Tzad is going to come, and Noisha Huani is going to have Daniel, and Berechel Achamai is going to ride on a donkey, Valir Ben Asainis, Valayah Ben Asainis. So he's telling me that we're praising about Mashiach coming after Chizkiyah was alive, after Chizkiyah was dead. So obviously, we're not talking about before Chizkiyah, it's after Chizkiyah, that's what he's saying, it makes absolutely no sense. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel for what he said. Tanya Yiddach, we're in another Braisa. We said before already, a member of Belezer Abayim Shana. They will learn Abayim Shana. Now we're learning it from different pasuk. Sivacha, Yancha vayivecha vayichilcha. As Haman, that was going on the 40 days in the Midbar, 40 years in the Midbar. Yichsivasam samchenu kimaisin isanu shnei seinu ra. So over there we use the term vayancha, and here we use inisanu. Inisanu, it's going to be the same happiness. It's going to be happiness like 40 years of the Midbar. That's how long Mashiach's. Yemaisa Mashiach is going to be a time span of 40 years. Abdai Sayyim Adal of Meishan of 400 years. It says, I'm going to pay you in Mitzrayim 400 years. I'm going to make you happy 400 years. So that means just like in Isanu over there is 400, so too Mashiach is going to be 400 years.
It also says on Yom Kippur, it's one day.
Inu's son is not really Inu. It's it is. No one wants to hold one day, so they're all trying to look for the most. Rabbi Yaimah Gimel Meiz Vashishim Chamesh on 365 years. Kaminyu Meisachama, just like the days of the sun of every year. Shenema Ki Yaim Nakam Belibi Vishnas Geulai Ba. So just like the Miraglim were 40 days, they said Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael for 40 days. So what do we pay to pay them back? We pay them back 40 years. A day was like a year. So too, 365 days in a year is, there's 365 days in a year, so each day is like a year. So therefore it's 365 years, that's how long Mashiach is going to be here. I mean, it'll be your Mashiach.
Because it says Shnas. It says Shnas.
The Shnas Gulai, but right. The day is for a year.
You mean a year of where all the brachas lift?
Yeah.
That's what they mean. 400 years is going to be 365.
It's going to be 365 years is going to be all the brachas of Mashiach. What we said when Mashiach is going to be here. Money's going to be growing in trees, whatever, all that.
Why doesn't it take 365? If it's Mashiach, it would just take one day and all the brachas show up on the first day.
No, but how long is it going to last this? It's going to be there for 365 years, then the world's going to get Sayyid Vavayu, and then it's going to be Adam Abba.
I like Rashi's second Shapero.
Stick around.
A thousand years for the each 365.
We'll get there, we'll get there. We didn't say
so much. The whole world's going to be fallen anyway. You're waiting for Adam Abba, right?
Yeah, what?
The whole purpose is going to waiting for Adam Abba, right? That after we went after Mashiach.
She has also very good days. Why do we have
that? Well, Mashiach is also a small period of time, 70 years, 40 years. Right?
No.
So we really want the Olam HaBa.
Okay, no, it's a matter.
I'm saying that all the davening we have for Mashiach to come, we really want...
Mashiach is also good.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not good. I'm saying we always ask for the...
Mashiach, because that's the Haskalah of the next step.
Can't get the base before you get out.
Right. My Yom Nakam Belibi. Well, yesterday, that was scary. Yeah. 2 days ago. Yeah. My Yom Nakam Belibi. What does this mean? The Pasuk says, Ki Yom Nakam Belibi. Amar Bechanan, Kiviyachal, it's hard to understand this. Lelibi Galisi, Leivaya, Le Galisi. I reveal the time Mashiach is going to come to my heart, but not to my Evarim. That means, because if I'm going to say it out, it means the Baruch Hashem is saying, I didn't say out when Mashiach is going to come to anyone, even to my own Evarim, because then people are going to hear me. And I don't want anyone to know when Mashiach is coming. Interesting, what? Shim Malakashama, Lalibi Galisi, Lamalachi Asharis, like Galisi. I said it to my own heart, but not to Malachi Asharis. Fine. Then you wouldn't hope, then you would give up, you would do bad.
A big stone, chiseled in the date, and put it in the center of the town. And then in 300 years,
you would have nothing to look forward to.
5,000, whenever the date was. People would have gotten destroyed.
Half our life is that we're waiting for Mashiach. Well, you wouldn't wait anything. He'll be here.
Everyone knew, so these people that are alive today.
We're always waiting. We think he's not coming any moment. So you live a different life.
So he says it's not coming for 100 years. Obviously, everyone today is going to be dead in 100 years.
Right.
So everyone's going to be
here. So you'll just be like, oh, big deal. What am I looking forward to? Now you're looking forward. You might bump into him.
He might be here right now.
That's it. I don't know, last night with the thunder, I thought he was on his way.
How did they know when he was coming?
The Mashiach Mashiach is going to be Shivas Alpayim Shana, 7,000 years. Shneim says Chasan Al Kala.
Here we go.
Yosis Alayich Alekayich. 7,000 years, just like the happy days of you and your wife is 7 days. So the Brayim Shneim a day is 1,000 years. Right, a day is 1,000 years. So 1,000 years, so you have 7 is 7,000 years.
Are you asking why does it have to be
No, I'm not finite. I just want to know why
is it an infinite?
I just want to know why, if Olam Haba is the fun, what we're waiting for, so we can every day waiting for something that.
That's a consultant,
not waiting for
somebody. The days of Mashiach is from when the creation of the world till now. So whenever now is. Adachshav doesn't mean now, it means till Mashiach comes. So the world that's from the beginning of the world till Mashiach comes, let's say it comes today, it'll be 5,779 years. Then that's how long Mashiach's gonna be here.
What does that mean? Meaning at any given point, the number resets itself?
Yeah. Mashiach dependent on, like, it's like Kilo replacing what we had till
now. So for now, you might say Mashiach is for the next 5,000 years.
5,700, yeah. Right. And if he comes tomorrow, then it
can't come tomorrow. If you...
What?
Sure. You might say Mashiach is going to be from here forward, the next 5,700 years.
Whatever it was till now, that's how much Mashiach is going to be. Right. So from Noach, not from the beginning of the world creation, like Noach. From the days of Noach, this is what.
So you basically take off
2,000 years. Right, exactly. Take off 2,000 years. Am chi be'abam yechran. Kol neviim kulan in the snabel lemeitz mashiach. All the neviim only had nevuah to lemeitz mashiach. But oilam abba ayin la'rasa lekimzu la'secha yasim chakalei. Oilam abba is so great, neviim can't even explain it. Shmuel says the difference between today and Meis Mashiach is nothing. This makes it kind of strong. Shiva Machis Bavad, it's just be. That's why maybe the Tzayin think that today we don't have Shiva Machis. They run Israel. Mela. No. I was just kidding around.
They impose their own
ridiculous. Right.
Shiva Machis means anything that's sapped and
dove. Right. The greatest that Nevi'im could understand is Balei Tshuva. Real Tzadikim is impossible to understand. The goodness of them is impossible. The place where Balei Tshuva stand, Tzadikim don't even reach that level. They can't even stand in the same place. Shalom is to the people that are far and the people that are close. First the people that are far, then the people that are close. Shalom should be the people that are close, that do good. And then the people that are far. My Rachik. So what do you explain, Rachik? Rachik the Mei Karev. They were Rishayim before and then they did Tshuva. My Karev the Mei Karev. The hashtag Karev means people that are close earlier and they're still close. So we're saying it's greater the people that Balei Tshuva than people that are Tzadik. How could that be? The guy's doing good his whole life.
Because every aver turns into a mitzvah.
No. Pashim Shad is.
It's all a matter of how much you achieved.
Right. Yeah. So Pashim Shad is. That if you, let's say you have a cell phone, right, that has practice, that has open internet, and then you close that. It means you have your chaylis, my thing can't do anything, right? A flip phone doesn't get you anywhere. Pashim Shad is, there's no. But someone that has something that could have done and then he stopped it, so Pshat is every second that he's not doing it, he's getting schach. Either he did it, either he held himself back. You go work and you have everything that on in front of you. No, but don't put yourself in that matzah because you might fall completely. But if someone the ma'isa did that, you don't agree? You don't understand it? It's such a great majority. I don't mean to, no, but he has his lock.
Yeah,
now he's locked.
He didn't do his tie, but I feel like.
No, Vada, if you don't lock it, you're terrible. But once you locked this, you had it and you locked it. So that means you held yourself back. It's every moment that you're getting schana forever because you made that one decision. Spashit. But never put yourself in that situation. Don't. You shouldn't put yourself in. Anyone that has the capabilities and has the.
Who are the greatest people that we know that?
No, because they're leaders of Klal Yisrael doesn't mean that they spell Tshuva in his corner. It might not be a great person.
But the leaders of Klal Yisrael,
no, meaning for himself, he might not be a leader, but he might be the greatest chana in the world.
Let's understand like this. It says Misha Yitzhak Gadol Menor. Misha, what's the lashon? Whoever's greater has a greater Yitzhak. So can you, let's say, your type is that, you don't have to say it in public, whatever your type is. Right? Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're going to tell me he has your type? You're going to tell me that it's impossible, right? He never saw a lady in his life. Right? So what does that mean that he has, what does it mean Yitzhak Gadol man? Well, you're going to tell me if Chaim Kanievsky really doesn't have a taiva to learn? You can tell me he has a Yetzer Hara to have a little taiva.
Yetzer Hara tries harder to get him to scare him more.
Wow, the muscle. Give me one muscle that you can think of the Yetzer Hara's attacking him. And what, a bit of taiva? Yeah. You think he has a taiva to Shmuz? You ever saw a picture of him? I mean, you ever saw him in life? He has zero interest in people. Zero. Like, for real. So, where's his taiva? Where in the world does he come close to us? Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, just like everything he does is measured so finely, so his Yetzer is also something. I mean,
so explain, to him, one
to him, speck of dust not learning, to us, right? Obviously, when we schmooze for a few minutes, to him,
he has zero type of
yeah, but no, but I'm saying the chaz of this, if you say till him instead of wearing Gemara, you're either a little tired. So
okay,
that's
a. His Yetzer is not to say to him.
That's
a finish when he finishes.
Yeah,
come on.
I
don't believe that. That's his Pashup Shad. That he, when he was 9 years old, he had such a taiva.
But then he's not.
So he broke it. Once you broke it.
But that's not Pashup Shad. What are the words?
It's regardless of many now.
What does it say?
The greater he is now.
The greater he is.
No, that means he's getting schusim, but he's getting schusim now. See, he's about tshuva also in a certain sense. We're all bali tshuva. Everyone had a taiva sometime. Then you broke it. Now it's a joke. Now you have a taiva to play with little trucks? No. But
Gemara basically says that every day you fight your Yetzer Hara, your Yetzer Hara gets bigger. Because otherwise, what are you fighting? Nothing. So,
right, maybe that's what the Yetzer Hara is bigger. He's still fighting it.
By the time he gets oil,
it's not true. He's not fighting his Yetzer Hara. I don't believe it.
That's what Gemara says.
He's not fighting his Yetzer Hara. You see his interest in doing other things. It's van Nimitz, right?
Tomorrow says
that there's
a
lot of
money. Right,
it's amazing.
We have security to keep people away and things away. We go to the grocery store, we don't have security.
Right, exactly.
I had to talk to Shiel Salman about Bala Tshuvas, Kirov, and all that. It's a matter of how much they achieved. So for us, for our wives to light the Shabbos Lecht is not a Yetzer. Right. It's Pashut for them. They did it. Even they started doing it 30 years later, but they're getting Schar from here forward. Because it's what they accomplished and what they achieved. So Bali Tshuva also. Lemaisa, what they achieve from here forward. I'm sure this goes on by Ur also.
Yeah, sure. Right. Every kid is mekabel on himself. They're dealing with all the parents of Mechalei Shabbos. The kid's mekabel on himself that he's not going to open his cell phone on Shabbos. His family doesn't. He's mekabel for the whole year. So he gets like a medal, right? You know what that means? A little kid to be mekabel. Right,
so when did we ever do a Kabbalah?
I had a crazy story yesterday. A lady called me up. I don't know who I went with. And she just like drops a bomb that, how do you do tshuva on being with others? And I was like a tchila, I thought, you know, it was a prayer. And I was like a little hesitant. Like, what do you mean? I mean, what do you mean with others? Like, I was a little bit like, I'm just saying, but. So then, you know, it's chayva krisis, it's the worst thing. Whatever, but Al Capone, I'm just saying, like, so then I said, like,
Mesa.
Huh?
Everyone in
the
Zion is chayva krisis. What did
you say? Five krisis. I know, but today there's no chanek.
What do you mean? The
shall fall on the
chayva.
No. So how you mishabeh someone like that? You say that the makos of the tshuva, the ma'aser get there is a malach tshuva. There is also a malach tshuva. I'm saying, but ma'aser, you can imagine that someone that to be so.
She had ma'aser,
so there's no tshuva. What are you getting all excited about? That's the whole story. I'm just trying to say the musik, the ma'aser. You give someone that went from so low. She tells me she's a regular lady walking the street. Not like say a whole story. You know, so the musik of someone the pshat is that went from so low to so high. You never notice how. Yeah. That's you have to be mechazik people. You can't just go ahead and someone did aveya and knock the guy. What could you about tshuva?
Life's over.
I'm better off with that.
Yeah, chas shom.
So get mechila when she dies.
No, we have more ways. Okay, yeah, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Zogt ihm mal weiter, Rabbi Yechanan, Amma, Rabbi Yechanan says, L'rochek, shu rochek me aveira. Rochek means, Rabbi Yechanan holds that fakat, that tzaddik and gemurim are better. So how does he tash the pasik, shalom, shalom, l'rochek ulekarev. Rochek means, rochek is first. Rochek means someone who's far from aveira, karev, shu karev me aveira. The nisrachek man, he's close to aveira, and then he was nisrachek. The greatest nevuah is only possible to be masik is someone that marries his daughter to Talmud Chacham. Let's say Matthew Talmud Chacham. You take the Talmud Chachams, you do business for the Talmud Chacham, the Mahana Talmud Chacham, you Mahana Talmud Chacham and Chassam from your own Chassam. Avot Amid Chacham Atzman Talmud Chacham himself. Ayin L'Ras Elikim Zolasecha. You can't explain the greatness of a Talmud Chacham. My Ayin L'Ras. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Zeh Yayin Hamishum Anava Mishes Mebreishes. This is wine.
Aged wine.
From Shays and Mebreish. It's more than just aged wine. Not just that it's from Shays and Mebreish. It's
far off better.
Right, exactly. Shlokish Amazah Aden. Aden.
It's funny how you say that's the greatest level of Gashmis you can achieve.
Yeah. Wine that's
it's the highest level of Gashmis.
Well, it's not just aged. It's from Shays and Mebreish. It means there were certain grapes then that was something like out of this world. Go ahead.
All right, Takas
Ganeda
in the bottle.
Yeah. It's not the bottle that's Aiden in it. That's not drinkable. Yeah, Shlakazam is Aiden. Layasa Ayan Ma'ila. It's Aiden. In time of Adam Hechanda, the Gan. Adam, where did he live? He lived in Gan. He didn't even live in Aiden. So the Mav, in the time of Gan, Aiden, maybe Gan is Aiden. I'm going to live in Noah, Yaitzim Aiden, Lashkus is a Gan. So you see, Aiden is obviously not Gan. Because Noah from Aiden went to.
Aiden is special.
What does it mean, Megal upon him b'tayah? Rashi says that it's chutzpah. He comes with chutzpah, as is upon him. There's mitzvah seif, zeham eifah b'ris, Rashi's in Shavuos. Mitzvah seif, zeham eifah b'ris, basa, he doesn't give... Yeah, chayah. Megal upon him. Baal de b'tayah b'chutzpah, u'begilu yazis.
I mean, he refutes the Torah, I would imagine. Like he's
arguing. Argue we said before. He makes bezionis out of the Torah. Someone gives a drasha, he makes bezionis out of it. He makes. Talks against it. Either or means he didn't give a bris. He calls the kais. The kais, by the mazet, the kais, the above. Mikanim belazim edoy. Hamachal les akachim. Someone who's mechal the kachim. He embarrasses Yom Tovim. What does it mean he embarrasses Yom Tovim?
He does work on Chalamayit.
We think it's so simple. Go to work on Chalamayit. Mevazah Samayit, this doesn't mean Yom Tovim means Chalamayit. Huh? That's Zichr. That's Agra.
Travel? What?
Yeah.
If he enjoys traveling, that's
just... It's not
it makes the Yom Tov not Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a vacation. Yom Tov is not supposed to be a vacation. Yom Tov is supposed to be Kedushas
Yom Tov. He goes there to travel to learn.
Learn. What does it have to do with Mavazah's murders?
No, so it's not Mavazah.
If he goes to Eretz Yisrael to learn.
That's not Mavazah.
Call him out, you get in a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, is that what you said?
Yeah. Because you're saying any traveling is a busy. It's not
we didn't say
that.
Oh.
I'll do that.
Okay.
He goes to the Rebbe. He goes to the Rebbe on Call him out.
He's not saying every trip. Yeah, okay. Vameifa Birisi shall have Avraham Avinu. Someone who doesn't do a bris. I'm a gal upon him, but tell you again.
No, Meifah Bris is the Moshe Chalasa.
Yeah, okay. I just be serious, or that, whichever he does. I'm a gal upon him, but tell you, Shalika Alocha.
This is different than we said before.
Yeah, Shalika Alocha.
In other words, you could argue on the Gedolim if you persuade them they're wrong.
Mal b'nei chavei b'ram, someone embarrasses his friend b'ram, afi sheyesh b'yadei tayo ma'isim tayvim. You have in your hands Torah Ma'asim. Tovim ain't lechelik lema bo. These things you don't have a chelik lema bo. Tanya yedach kidvah Hashem bazeh.
Like other bishes with the other Torah goes on the hamal b'nechaver on all these things.
All these things.
Tanya, it's not a license to kill when you know how to learn.
Right, exactly. Lie the people don't know this.
It's worse if he knows how to learn, then he knows the summer and does it anyway.
Why didn't Paul touch anything on that? The other ones have to do with the Torah, that you're
Vaz is murder is not Torah.
Those two aren't connected.
What's so chum about Vaz is murder? And we're saying it's not even Yontif, it's Chalamayit.
That's the point.
What's so bad? Do you know that, Chalamayit is endless, but do you know that, let's say you could drive and you could walk, you know how to drive, Chalamayit? If you could do the same thing driving and walking, you know how to drive.
I don't think we're talking about that.
It's true, yeah. I'm a Vazas Amadis.
No weaseling out over here.
It's a concept, meaning it's very easy to stay strong with the first day as a Yontif, the last as a Yontif, because that's Yontif proper.
Right.
The point is to stay strong even on a Shlacha day.
Right, people think that Chalamayit, okay, you know the Chazanish wouldn't carry anything Chalamayit? No, stam carry. All the malachas are not going to get chalamayit. We carry because it's letzayach. We feel we need a tissue in our pocket. But really, stam to carry.
You want to say something else about what's also? How do you know what malachas are also?
There might be. If I spoke about it once, it's more than not enough. I mean, people should remember about this a year. I mean, chalamayit is. People just do wash. Okay, they make a wash. You know that it's more like a tchil to buy in a store. If you don't have clothing, it's more. You're supposed to rather buy than to make a wash. Does anyone know that?
Yeah.
There's no issur buying your clothing at Chalamayit.
There is an issur, but the halacha of buying is better than make a wash.
Easy. The what? If you don't have enough clothes, you can buy on Chalamayit.
You're not supposed to buy on Chalamayit. It's just to buy before. But let's say you don't have enough. They're allowed to buy.
They have a sale at Chalamayit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, people.
I asked her.
Actually,
when
you go to
school,
if you go and buy by Chalamayit, the kids,
I'm not coming to say halachas. I'm just saying, you have to realize what it entails.
No, but I think it's a lesson because the Chalamayit is lighter days, right? And even with that, with the time, whatever it is, even in your light moments, you have to still stay strong with everything. That's the chumra of it.
Mayid means to gather with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lost the whole musik of Mayid. We don't know what it means anymore. We have to watch our kids. You have to watch your kids. You become a teacher, a rabbi, and a mora, and everything else in 4 days. Yeah, that's what you are, Chalamayit, basically.
So maybe we have to be down with Kavshchos.
I'm not saying it's not very complicated. It became crazy. When we were kids, your father went to work and you just, I don't know what, you took a cigarette or you made believe you were going to learn and you came back and wasted some time. No? What do you do? Your father was taking care of you 24/7? I don't think so.
We need a bigger shmira today for our
children. My father had a good time. He says, how do you know who's a ben Torah? What it does, a ben is mine.
Okay. Ibrahim Kanievsky, what he did to his kids, they would have to sit and let him in his bedish, and he would, like every half hour, he would walk and just, like, but as Nashim, and look through the window and see if they sat there for 10 hours, they had to sit there straight. There's no games. Okay, we're not in that much at all. So that's why, that's the pshat, why we're not looking to, we would rather sit home and, what should we do? You have to take care of the kids. Right?
I went swimming, went to a park.
Yeah,
I visited
Maishi.
Yeah,
who
said you were swimming?
I went to visit
Maishi.
He doesn't
know.
And it's a golf cart.
Ooh, what?
Well, he said it's not true.
Golf cart.
No, he didn't have a golf cart.
You're saying he's driving with all my
golf cart. He's the one person.
Look,
you have an electric engine, so it's less than a law.
Oh,
okay.
See?
That's what I meant. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah. Imagine that the Ramban says that between Pesach and Shavuos is all Chalamayit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that's
okay. Yeah, Zakhti Ma. Yeah.
Tanya.
Where are we again?
Tanya, first
one.
I'm beginning of the line.
Tanya.
First
2 words.
8 lines from the bottom.
Oh. Tanya. Kidva Hashem Bozes Ha'im Ein Toyim in Shemayim. Someone who says Toyim is not in Shemayim. Vafilo Amah. Someone says the whole Torah is Mishmaim, chutz mi pasuk zeh, except just for one pasuk, the Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Piatzma, Moshe said it by himself. Zeh ki dvar Hashem bazeh. This is included in dvar Hashem bazeh. Mafilo Amar Kala Torah Kulam Nishmaim, You say the whole Tzimtzum Shemayim, chutz mi diktuk zeh. Except for this diktuk, this chasa, this yasa. Chasei is v'yasei. What? Chutz mi chasei is v'yasei, as Rashi says. Mi kavachayim zeh, this kavachayim zeh, shav zeh, zehud v'Hashem baza. Tanya ha'yir, mei ha'yim. Halei metayi ve'enim alam deh, if you learn Tanya and you don't teach it. Zeh v'Hashem baza. You hear good pshat in something, you don't tell over to your children. Then you advise Hashem Baza. Hear what's going on here? Hear good drasha. You don't say it over?
No, that means you better listen to the drasha or then you're in trouble.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. You said it straight out. I was saying it as a... That's what I meant.
Yeah, but if you say a good chiddush, you don't say it over, you also have this
thing. Okay. That's what I meant. Come and say a mashgiach ala mishnah. A mashgiach ala mishnah. You think you make the mishnah that's not the ikka. And there I meant, kosher efsa lasik b'toye b'ene oisik. Someone who's possible to learn and he doesn't learn. Now, either or you could say, lasik b'teir. What does it mean, lasik?
That means that's a full-time job.
Right, that means that you don't make it, that's your life. It doesn't say lil b'teir, it says that's your life. Even if you're working, but your life is teir. You've been teir always.
But partial to teir is that the Isaac b'teir means he learns 18 hours a day.
Yeah, we're not going to do that, but we're not trying to do that. We're trying to say that.
Yeah, but the Gemara's talking about...
Ve'enayisik, and it's not lasik. Actually, you have to make business, you have to make panos. Yeah,
the only person saying that is the guy retired.
What do you mean? Rabbi Shmuel Bernal all of a sudden used to say that if you learn full time, Hashem will take care of you because it's like feeding your worker lunch when he's working.
Rabbi Shmuel, I'm it. Zeh, I'm it. 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 I'm That's where you have the problem of the Mavazas. Okay, fine, we'll stop here.